Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday morning. Do you ever find yourself making a choice and then wondering whether that was the right choice that you made? Or do you ever find yourself procrastinating, worrying about whether you're going to make the right choice in the future? I was sat chatting with a couple of friends a few days back, and one of them, I'd say, self-confessed. I wouldn't say self-confessed procrastinated, but, you know, he's definitely conscious of the fact that he might take longer than some people to sort of think things through. And I have to say, sometimes it's with really good, it's with really good effect. And there's real kind of benefit to it. Not suggesting that's a bad thing. Equally, I was with another friend at the same time. We were chatting amongst ourselves. And he tends to make sort of decisions quite quickly. And say impulsively, perhaps, in some instances. And we were talking about the pros and cons. And obviously, there are benefits to both. And obviously, there are drawbacks to both as well. And it's perhaps finding some sort of space in the middle. But when you really dig into whether there even is a right answer to the decisions that we make in life, of course, as always, and it almost goes without saying, but as long as our intention is to benefit others, to benefit ourselves, to not hurt others, to not hurt ourselves, then we can't really say that there's a right and a wrong answer. And we will never know, more to the point. And yet we spend so much time reflecting on it, thinking about it. Could it have been different? Perhaps playing through different scenarios or looking to the future, imagining many different scenarios. And look, this is an old reference, so I probably sound really, really old. But if you think back to the movie of Sliding Doors, it was so successful at the time because that was such an interesting idea that we could even explore those different routes in life, those moments that exist where we make a decision, and depending on that decision will influence where our life goes. But this isn't Sliding Doors. There is no way of knowing what the alternative would be. And sometimes I feel like we automatically assume that When things aren't going well, we automatically look back and assume that the alternative would have been better. And because of that, we spend more time in that place, caught up in regret, wishing we had done something different. And yet there is no way of knowing whether it would have been better. We're just assuming because we're having a difficult time now. It could well have turned out much, much worse. But ultimately, we have to keep coming back to the only truth we have right now is this present moment. There isn't anything else other than that. It almost doesn't matter what decisions we've made in the past. It almost doesn't matter what decisions we're going to make in the future. Our only real center of truth is here right now, in this moment. So the more we can see the tendency of getting caught up in the past, getting caught up in the future, imagining that a decision may have been different, might have been better in the past, or could be different, might be better in the future. Instead, just being present with what's happening in this moment. And if we do that, and we do it with positive intention, then almost certainly life will unfold exactly as it's meant to. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hey everyone, it's Rosie. If you're here, I assume you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on this show and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering all of your questions and giving advice on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. We hope you'll join us soon.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.